Hey, sweet friend. Oh my gosh, it has been a minute since I've been here, and I'm so excited to be back. So excited to be recording this podcast episode, to be back here with you. So grateful. If you are new, if this is the first episode of the Free and Well podcast that you have ever found, welcome. I am so glad that you're here. You are joining this community at an amazing, amazing time. And if you are a returning listener who has been so gracious and patient as I took the last few months off just due to a couple of different reasons, but I so appreciate you being here, giving me that space and that grace to take that time. And what I'm so excited to share with you today are three beautiful lessons that I have learned during my little hiatus. And so I have taken the last, at the time that this episode will come out, it will have been almost or a little bit over 4 months off from creating any form of content, sending out emails, creating podcast episodes, and there are a number of different things that were going on, but really I needed to take the time for myself, for my well-being, for my healing, because of some things that have been going on personally. And also, it just felt like a really genuinely amazing time to pause, because when we do something for a really long time, it can get really easy to just kind of go into autopilot. And so I took a pause, and I'm so excited to share with you what I have been learning, what is to come next, and I'm just so grateful that you're here. So a little bit about what has been going on. The last year has probably been one of, if not the most difficult year of my life. There has been so much difficulty, so much heartbreak, so many challenges, so many changes, and it has been so wild to see what I have moved through, so wild to see now where I'm at right now and how I'm feeling, and just the pride that I have and the appreciation that I have for everything that I was able to move through. So I will share more details as I feel led, but over the last year, it's definitely just been a very challenging season. Lots of transitions, lots of changes, lots of difficulty and grief, and just so much going on. And so in that, I want to share a couple of really beautiful lessons that I have been getting to witness and getting to learn, and I'm just so excited to share it with you. So number one is that you can surprise yourself, and you will surprise yourself with what you are capable of. That in your mind right now, when you envision what you are capable of, what you can do in your day-to-day, at work, in your life, that you actually can do so much more than you even realize. You are capable of so much more than you even realize. And I realized that there is so much infinite possibility that comes when we start to just really deeply trust and surrender and open up to what God has for us. There is so much more there. And it's been crazy to see all of the changes that I've moved through. It's incredible to imagine. Like, there are moments where I was in the fetal position, like huddled on someone's guest bed, crying, sobbing. And like the pain that your body can endure when you literally feel like you're like, no, I'm sure I will not make it through this moment. I'm sure this feels like death. This, I will not make it through this. And then the wave passes and you do, and the moment passes or the season passes and you do. But we are so much more capable than we realize. And as we go through new experiences and experience new levels of challenge, new levels of growth, new levels of breaking down to then create new, just like with, right, thinking about the death and rebirth cycle, thinking about things must die for new things to be born, and the dying is real. that internal feeling of whether it's the death of a season of your life, a death of a relationship, a death of a dynamic, a death of an old pattern that maybe you've had for a very long time, a death of a belief or a way that you've been showing up in your life that you decide to say, this is no longer for me. This is no longer serving me. And you allow that to die. And that feeling, that heartache, that heartbreak, that feeling of this part of you dying is wild. And also there is birth there. Something new is created. And in that you also realize like, oh my gosh, I am so much stronger and so much more capable than I ever realized. As you reach new levels of difficulty, new levels of growth, you realize everything that you are capable of. And it's so much more. It's so much more than you realize. Number two lesson I have been learning is the more you are honest with yourself and with other people, the better you are going to feel, the more peaceful you are going to feel. I didn't say this was easy. When I first started really working on my insecurities, my self-doubt, my people-pleasing patterns, there was so much sugarcoating. Like in every conversation, there was just so much sugarcoating going on of not being honest with other people about how I'm really feeling, about what I'm really needing, about who I really am in this moment, right? I was filtering everything. I was sugarcoating things. And as I did the work around that and started to be more myself in, you know, across the board, across whoever I'm with or whatever I'm doing, the more that I started openly communicating my genuine feelings and needs and beliefs and who I am and how I want to be in this moment, the more that I started to do that, those moments in the moment and even afterwards too can be very difficult and uncomfortable. And also, there is a deep peace that comes along with that the more that we do it. Because I think so much of the dis-ease, so much of the dis-ease and tension that we experience in our lives, right? The overthinking, the ruminating, the anxiety, questioning ourselves all the time. When we're experiencing that, I think a lot of that is coming from this place of who you are on the inside is not being expressed out into the world. It's not being expressed out into the world in a true, authentic way. You have this beautiful, beautiful you, who you truly are. And then we try to filter it and contort it and make it seem nicer and make it seem a certain way. We sugarcoat it. We filter it. And that creates tension in our bodies. That creates dis-ease in our bodies. That creates misalignment. That creates insecurity and doubt and rumination and anxiety. Because who you truly are on the inside is not being reflected out fully. And so something that I've been learning is that the more honest I am with myself, which is also super hard, the more honest that I am with myself and the more honest I am with other people, the more peace I feel deep down, the more peace I feel. Because at the end of the day, I know that I've been honest with myself, with you. I know that I've been honest, right? I've expressed the need. I've expressed the hurt. I've expressed the feeling. I've expressed whatever it is. And there is a peace. There is a peace that comes when we allow who we truly are and what we're truly experiencing to just flow out and authentically be expressed into our lives. And of course, all of this in love, right? All of this in love. The more honest you are with yourself, the more peaceful, the more grounded, the better you will feel. And I will say too, there were some there were some relationships that really shifted. They really did. There were some relationships that really shifted, some relationships that I have lost along the way. The more honest I have been with myself, with other people about what I believe and how I want to show up in my life. And sometimes that will happen. But the alternative of that is that we filter ourselves, we sugarcoat what we're saying, what we actually mean, we're not being honest, and it's keeping us from feeling genuine connection with people, and it's keeping us in inner turmoil. It's keeping our inner world in turmoil because we want to make sure that the people around us are all having positive opinions of us and no one gets their feelings hurt, and you want to make sure everyone likes you. And they are all loving and good intentions. But in the long run, they are not supportive. They are not supportive. Hey friend, pardon the interruption. Really quickly, I wanted to invite you to enter our giveaway that we are running this week. I am just so excited to be back here hanging out with you on the podcast, to be sharing love with my email community as well, and to be hanging out with you on Instagram. I am just so excited and so grateful that you are here. And so we're running a giveaway this week, and you will be entered to win a $50 cash prize. And all you need to do to enter is head down below and leave a review of the podcast. That's it. If you're not listening on Apple, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. That's all you need to do to enter. If you want a bonus entry, head over to Instagram. I will link that below. Head over to the giveaway post on my Instagram, and you just need to tag a friend. Tag a friend in the comments. That gets you a second entry into the giveaway. So the giveaway will end on April 8th. Winner will be announced April 12th. I am so excited. I'm so grateful that you're here. Be sure to enter so that you can be entered to win $50, because who doesn't want $50? I appreciate you. I'm so glad that you are here. Back to the episode. Okay, Number three lesson I have learned here is that the body and the nervous system must be involved in my healing. So my body and my nervous system must be involved in my healing. What that has looked like for me is going to yoga multiple times a week, practicing breath work multiple times a week, and also going to actual breathwork sessions where, and there is this local company that guides these beautiful breathwork experiences, and it's 90 minutes and it's really 60 minutes of breathwork, and they activate you, they activate your sympathetic nervous system. And I have cried and I have yelled and I have screamed and I have put my hands into fists and hit the ground many, many, many times in these sessions. And it has been so healing and so supportive of my healing and my growth throughout this season. And this is something that I'll forever take with me, is that we cannot just sit and talk about things. And, you know, there's amazing power in processing and talking and talk therapy and all of these amazing things. And also, the body must be involved. Your nervous system must be involved, because your body stores emotions. And I'm reflecting on some moments where this has been most helpful for me. Is I remember there was a weekend I had made plans with this new friend that I had made out here. I was on Bumble BFF making some friends after I'd moved up to Idaho. And I had made plans with her. This would have been like our second or third hangout. And she's super sweet. And I had a really tough emotional week. And I texted her and I said, hey, I'm so sorry to reschedule, but I need us to rain check because I just really need to self-care it up this weekend. And that does not include me going line dancing with you. That does not include me going out, going line dancing and being in a bar and things like that. So I texted her that, and instead of doing that, I went to breathwork and I screamed and I cried, and my body was able to release all of these emotions of anger and grief and hurt that are under the surface. They are under the surface. We must let these emotions move through us. We must. And a beautiful way to do that is through breathwork. That's one of the reasons why I have so fallen in love with yoga, is because yoga has really allowed me to connect with my body. I used to be really disconnected from my body, just living up in my head all the time in my thoughts. And yoga has really given me a space to slow down my mind, to connect with my breath, to connect with my body. And it has been so transformative, and especially in processing a lot of really big, difficult experiences and emotions. Having experiences like breathwork can be so powerful. And for me, it feels necessary. And so now I'm in this process of integrating these beautiful lessons that I have learned and what this healing journey has looked like for me. When I was teaching Bloom, guiding my group program in the recent cohorts, when I have guided people through one-on-one coaching, I've been using this methodology that really was a culmination of everything that I learned in grad school and through my own healing journey, through my early 20s up till now. And now I am now integrating even more that I've been learning around the nervous system, breath work. Lesson number four that I have been learning is to really show up for yourself. There has been so much beautiful inner child work that I've gotten to do really over the last couple years. That's something that I've been exploring in a fresh way over the last couple years. I hadn't done a lot of that before then. And to be able to really acknowledge what you are needing in a really real, like really, what are you needing? What is working for you? What is not working for you? What are choices that you're making that feel in alignment, that you want to make more of, that are supporting you in your growth and your evolution and your healing? And what are some things that you're doing that are not in support of that? Being able to be really honest with yourself and make the choices that are really in alignment with your growth and your well-being, to have your own back, to show up for yourself, to really show up for yourself. And this is something that is really, really hard for those of us who have grown up in family dynamics where we needed to put other people first. And we learned to really alter our choices to make sure that the people around us are happy with them. And if I do what I need to do, I'm going to upset someone or disappoint someone. And so to step into a space of genuinely regularly asking yourself, what do I need? What do I need? How am I feeling? What do I need right now? And to be willing to show up for yourself, to give yourself those things. And it could be so little. It could be as little as, today I mixed up my schedule a little bit and went to a different yoga class than normal and went to a different coffee shop than normal because I needed a little bit of variety. I needed to mix it up. It could be as big as acknowledging when there's a dynamic in your life that is not feeling supportive or healthy, a work, a job, right? A living situation, whatever that is for you. To be able to be honest with yourself and to be willing to show up for yourself. And make the choice that you know feels supportive and wholesome and in support of your health and your well-being. And the more that we make choices like that, the more trust we have in ourselves. The more choices you make like that, the more you trust yourself, the more you deeply start to believe in how worthy you are, how deserving you are, and the more confident you start to feel. In all of these difficult situations that I've been going through, these difficult experiences and emotions and just like literal identities, beliefs, patterns, like so many things in my life have been shattered. Who I was, how I showed up, how I responded to certain situations, shattered to create something new, to create a new pattern that feels more empowered, that feels more authentic, that feels more genuinely who I'm actually here to be, not who I've been conditioned to be, who I've been told to be. And it's so beautiful. Because the more that you do these things, moving through difficult experiences, opening up to all the opportunity that you possibly could imagine, being honest with yourself, being honest with other people, having your own back, integrating the nervous system in to your healing and just to the daily ways that you support yourself, through all of these things. Through all of these experiences, I deeply, deeply feel more connected to myself, feel more confident in who I am, but only because I went through all of these moments of the breaking and the shattering, the ashes. One of the big, big verses for me throughout this season has been Isaiah 61, I believe it's verse 3, that talks about how God will replace your ashes for a beautiful crown. Right? Very in alignment with the phoenix that rises from the ashes. But this idea of the ashes and the burning is really hard. But then what comes next? Right? It's that next level. That next level of you being genuinely you, that next level of authenticity, next level of you showing up in your purpose, next level of you deeply knowing your worth, how much you deserve, next level of you honoring yourself, loving yourself, feeling confident in yourself, that is what comes next. Okay, take a moment here. Take a moment here, and I would love to know what stood out to you in this episode. Head over to Instagram at freeandwell_ and let me know what stood out to you from this episode. I would love, love, love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed, and I will talk to you soon. Hey, love, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and a quick reminder for you. This show is for educational purposes only. Information from this show is not a substitute for mental health or medical treatment. Friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share this with a friend who you know would enjoy this, or feel free to head over to Instagram and send me a message letting me know what is standing out to you or that you loved today's episode. I so appreciate you. I'm glad that you're here. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.